Okay, the recorder's on. This is recorded. If even one person will ever listen to this, it will be like not believable. Let's go. Here we go. Adkan. Memzayin Amid Beis. Adkan loy pligi elubikoin gadol ben azir. The whole previous staff discussed the sugya machlokes if you have a coin, you have a combination. A combination of a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir that comes in contact with the Beis Mitzvah. Because this individual, if he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, he has a double Kedusha. So maybe you can argue that he should not be permitted to be Metameh to a Beis Mitzvah. Maybe the intensity, the doubling over of Kahuna Gedolah and being a Nazir, maybe that will not allow him to be Metameh to a Beis Mitzvah. So that was the previous staff. Machlokes, Maskani, I think is yes. That's Machlokes. But everyone agrees that if a person is only a Nazir or only a Kohen Gadol, without the combination, if you have an individual that is one or the other, everyone agrees that individual is mechuyav to metamis or mitzvah. What's the makar? Cite me chapter and verse to teach me this. You say that a Nazir or a Kohen Gadol can be metamis or mitzvah. So atka lo kligia el Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. Kiko Azli going Bahade Bahade Adadi. When they're going together. No. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. What am I saying? I'm saying foolish things. I'm sorry. The machlokes in the previous Amud was with comparison. When you have two, you have competition. You have walking down the street. Together, a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, they're walking down the street and they come across a Meis Mitzvah. And the Meis Mitzvah extends his hand and he says, Shalom Aleichem. So the question is, which one should be Mekabel Panim to the Meis Mitzvah first? Or really, which one should be Mekabel Panim? Should the Kohen Gadol give Shalom? Or should the Nazir give Shalom? Which one has greater sanctity that automatically deflects that the other one, you go first? You give Shalom to the... You ever see Shemaisa? You ever see Shemaisa? What a sight to see. Could you imagine walking down the street and they have a Kohen Gadol who's walking side by side with the Nazir and they're walking down the street and coming in the other direction is a Meis Mitzvah. The Meis Mitzvah says puts out his hand, Shalom Aleichem, Kohen Gadol, Mr. Nazir, Shalom Aleichem. Which one should be give Kabbalah Aspana? So that was daf yesterday. But everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that if the Kohen Gadol is walking alone, or the Nazir is walking down the street alone and comes in contact with the Meis Mitzvah, so everyone agrees that each one is independently is mechuyev to be metameh to the Meis Mitzvah. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash. Hamelech shehashalom shaloi mayor benuitz shlita. Welcome down. You are the next contestant on the daf. Is right. Welcome. You look very tired, Shlomo Benowitz. You look very tired. You just woke up. Did you wash Negovas? Did you wash Negovas? Did you say Birchas HaTorah?
What's today? Today's Sunday.
No, some hold that if you go to sleep during the day, you have to say Birchas HaTorah again. We don't pass like that. But the nafkamin is that when you say Davin Ma'ariv, and you say Ahavas Oilam, you should have Kavon for Birchas HaTorah. You know that? If you sleep during the day like a horse, you have to... What?
I have to make sure not
to learn anything. That's also an Eitzah. Eichem Eitzah. Okay, we're on Daf Mem Zayin Omid Beis. Ad Kan Lo Pligi Elu B'Koyin Godel V'Nozir Ki Koyin Oz B'Hadi Adod. The question is, which one should be Metameh to a Meis Mitzvah? Daf Mem Zayin Omid Beis, towards the bottom. Avol Bot Chad Chad L'Chudei. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the bottom. Chad L'Chudei, L'Chudei Bar Itzmuyei Inun. If a Nazir comes in contact with the dead, a Meis Mitzvah, or a Kohen Gadol comes in contact with a Meis Mitzvah, each one of them independently has an obligation to be metameh to the Meis Mitzvah. They shouldn't think that they're so great, they're so holy, that they don't have to humble themselves to be oisik in these inyanim. How do you know this? Mino hone mili. How do you know this halacha? What?
Do they have to start
The Nazir will, certainly. Certainly. What, you're telling your Chiddush that a Nazir that this Metamele Beis Mitzvah doesn't need to start the Nazir is not Soyser? No way. A Nazir that's Metamele Beis Mitzvah is Soyser. What's the Shaila? You're saying a Chiddush Nifla? You want to say a Chiddush Nifla that say that the only time a Nazir is Soyser is only when he comes with Pesah Pisayim? But if he's Metamele to a Beis Mitzvah, then there's no Din Astira? Such a Chiddush we've never heard before. Such a chiddush. If you want to say such a chiddush, I'll come listen at 7:30 Shabbos morning in Knesset Beis Avigdor. I'll hear what you have to say. Well, come here. I can't imagine that you're going to survive such a shir. They let you out the door there in one piece. Just say such a chiddush. Can't imagine. They're going to throw you to the lions. They're not going to give you an aliyah. They're not going to even give you galila. They won't even give you anam zemiris for saying such a chiddush. Maybe, unless you really prove such a chiddush, maybe you can show me a Shre Rambam, the Raivir, Rabin Hanano. You can show Ktsois, the Sivis, and then do it in Sugya, but maybe you can figure out some halach why a Meis Mitzvah, a Kohen Gadol Shnapi. What are you doing over there? Putting off a mustache, a perm costume? The Tarnabon, we don't even know how you know the Tarnabon. I'll call, here we go, here's the story. You go very quick. We'll do that very quickly. It's a very, very easy daf today. You wish. I'll call Nafshois Meis. Lo, this pasuk is written by a Kohen Gadol. I'll call Nafshois Meis. Lo, Yavo. Notice, by the way, some foreshadowing. The word Nafshois is Lashon Rabim, and Meis is Lashon Yachid. The Gemara is going to dash from the word Nafshois to Rechoikim, and Meis to Kroivim. Okay, we'll put that aside for now. Lo, Yavo. What is the pasuk discussing? It says that a Kohen Gadol may not come in contact with the dead. What? Who are the dead that we are referring to? Are we referring to his closest relatives? Or are we referring to Stam a person? I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a Kohen Gadol may not, should not contaminate to Rechoikim. You know why? Because a Kohen Gadol is no worse than a Kohen Hedyot. A Kohen Hedyot may not contaminate to the dead. So certainly a Kohen Gadol may not contaminate to the dead. So why then does the Pasuk need to tell us this specifically by the Kohen Gadol? It must be. It's coming to teach you. He's not allowed to contaminate even to his closest relatives. So therefore, So certainly it says beferish in the pasuk. It says l'aviv l'ilai l'choisai. It lists off in the pasuk all of the kroivim. So certainly there's no need for the pasuk to tell me it's not l'metame to the ruchaykim. Ella. The answer then must be Kroy Makasim Medaber. So therefore, this must become telling me over here, telling me the Kroyvim. But we don't need a pasuk for the Kroyvim because, as we just mentioned one moment ago, the pasuk explicitly says the Kroyvim. La'av Kroyvim Makasim Medaber. So why then does the pasuk go on to say La'aviv Uli'imoy Li'achoisai? Why does it then go on to enumerate the Kroyvim? It must be that here comes the key point for our Gemara. Okay, this, the entire Daf Gemara, is to appreciate that every single word that it says by the Kohen Gadol is superfluous. Superfluous. In order to use each word for a drasha, each word is coming to you a separate drasha. What's the first drasha? The first drasha is La'aviv, a Kohen Gadol, may not contaminate himself to his own father, but the word is extra to make a diuk. There's another type of person in the veld that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be metame. And who is that person? A meis mitzvah. Good, next. What is the word le'imoy come to teach you? We need that word to link up with a nazir. The word le'imoy is superfluous. And we're going to make a connection between the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir because we do not need the word imoy by the Kohen Gadol. Why don't we need the word imoy by the Kohen Gadol? Uli imoy l'gzereshava l'chad Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Gabi Nazir. It says by the word Nazir, Gabi Nazir b'moysam ena metame. And this, in other words, it's telling you tremendous chiddush. It's coming up here to make a gzereshava, not to teach, to learn. Rabbi Sholimin, Rabbeinu Yisrael, the Gadol Hadar. Can I put you on mute because there's some time?
I'm with myself, I'm sorry.
No problem. You don't have to say you're sorry. the Gadol Hadar. Since when does the Gadol Hadar ever say he's sorry? Shlomi, did you have a good Purim? Shlomi, did you have a L'chaim on Purim? L'chaim! I had nothing to drink. Nothing, not even Coca-Cola.
Where did you have your Suda?
With Reb Zera. I had my Suda with Reb Zera. Come Rabbi, Shachtil Reb Zera. The following year, Rabbi said to Reb Zera, Reb Zera, you come again this year. Don't worry, if I'll kill you, I'll bring you back to life. Rabbi Zera said, no way. La b'chol yoyim mishrachesh nisa. So Rabbi Zera was lonely. So I went to Rabbi Zera to spend some time with him, to cheer him up. That's where I have my besudas from. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Dr. Aaron Rappaport.
Good evening, Rabbi.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Daf is right.
Look, at least the banks are going back to normal.
They're going back to normal? Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean? This bank was a massive bank. It's woke.
The treasury.
I think that's terrible. What
the treasury has said that they will pay every dollar that was lost.
You're going out. Mr. Rapport, we're having a hard time hearing you. The internet is not even. We have to learn now. Let's learn now. We came here to learn. Let's go weiter. We're not memches. I don't mean to be rude. We have to learn. Sholim is very machbit. Sholim is very, very machbit. We learned during this time. After the shir is over, we have a shir on the FDIC. And on what happens when you go woke. You go woke, you go broke. What? He's a professor. He's a genius. Dr. Rappaport is a professor. He's a college professor.
In economics.
Everything.
Macroeconomics.
This first thing. So we'll talk about Signature Bank. What, you think it's failing? 30 days,
right? It's closed. The state closed it.
Signature Bank?
The state of New York, or department, whatever, closed Signature Bank today. So I don't know what's going to be the status. It's all you read on the news about 30 days.
No, I heard of SVB Bank. I heard of the Silicon Valley Bank.
The give us a good pun and let's go weiter.
The Tanya and the Bryce, Rabbi Yemeri says, we're on top of the page. Memches, now we're going to Ema. Now, what we need the word Ema is superfluous for a drasha. What's a drasha? If a Kohen Gadol becomes a Metzora, or a Kohen Gadol becomes a Zov, does the Kohen Gadol become, does he have to go and stop what he's doing and stand down, or is the Kohen Gadol allowed to proceed and do the Avoida? Maybe the same way the Kohen Gadol is not Metamid Lemeis Mitzvah. He is Metamid Lemeis Mitzvah. The same way the Kohen Gadol is not Metamel Lameis, he's not allowed to be Metamel Lameis. Likewise, let us suggest that a Kohen Gadol is not Metame for Ziva and for a Nega. Why not?
You said he cannot be Metame himself for a Mace.
Correct. You're saying a very good question. You're asking a very good question. I don't know the answer, but for Tsaras, you can say simply, if he has all the telltale signs of Tsaras, just do not show it to the Kohen. Let's say the Kohen Gadol exhibits Simonim Mufakim, that he is a Mitzorah. You're not Tame until the Kohen declares you Tame. Now I'm assuming that if a Kohen becomes Tame, he has to go to another Kohen. Or maybe, can a Kohen make himself Tame? What is the halach? I don't know. I'm sure it's probably a Mishnah. Can a Kohen declare himself to be a Mitzorah? I don't know the answer, but let us suggest that the same way, let's say the Kohen not, you have to go to another Kohen. So let us suggest, let's say you have a Kohen that exhibits all of the sign, the Kohen Gadol exhibits all of the Simonim Mufakim being a Mitzorah. He's still not Tomei until he goes to a Kohen and the Kohen says to him, you're Tomei.
Now, there's no difference in any human being.
No, so a regular human being has an obligation. You have this Simonim. V'huva el hakoyin. He's brought. Nothing. Then you're saying good. He's not tummy. He's not taking a tummy. You do have this by a chosan, a chatan. A chosan gets married, and during the shiva simei hamishter, he exhibits simonim of tzaras. The halacha is he is not brought to the koyin during the shivas. You may hamishter to declare him a mitzvah. We let it give him a pass. We wait until the shivas is over. Correct. Avada, why not? Infect everyone. Why? It's contagious. It's a contagion. Why not go infect the entire world? Billions of people will catch it from you. But the halacha is that during the shivas mei hamishter he is not brought to. So this lechor is a raya berura that saras is not a contagious disease. If it was leprosy, which is very contagious, correct yomtiv. The Rambam, Yom, the correct Yom. I don't know. I heard a Peldig thing. I heard of Zev Smith say this. I never had. I'm too lazy to open up the Rambam to see what it says there. The Zev Smith and the Rambam. That if you have a new Sefer Torah, a new Sefer Chanukah, a Hachnosa Sefer Torah, the first 7 days of Hachnosa Sefer Torah, if you discover a psul in the Sefer Torah, you don't ask any shilas. It's kosher. You don't ask the same why this first 7 days of Achnot Sefer Torah, it's the Yom Tif of the Sefer Torah, and you don't go and show the Sefer Torah a Shaila, you don't show it to a Rav, it's kosher. The same way Achasim doing Yeshivas Mei HaMishneh, and during the Regalim, Yehesh Apel de Gzach, each have the same halachas. All right, whatever it is. Obviously, the Chor, it's not a contagion. All right, let's not ask now Sugya. Sugya over here is, you have halach when it comes, when Yehesh Mei Good Kasha, Zav is not totally going to the Chacham. A Zav is totally in, is the Zav or not? I don't know the answer, but there is, the Gemara is making a suggestion. He's asking a very good question. We have to be ma'ayin into this question. Maybe we give a shiur, maybe we'll give a shiur on the sugya over here to verstay the depth, the oimik ha-dvarim of this sugya. But that the halal, what happens if the word is making a suggestion if a kohen gadol has simonim of being a mitzvah, or has simonim being a Zav, he should overlook those issues, and he shall remain tohar and do the service, just like the Torah says, he shall not contaminate himself. La'aviv u'le'imoy, for there is no relatives. He's not allowed to come in contact with the dead under any condition. So too, if he has conditions simonim of being a zav mitzvah, we would suggest, you know what? Not now. Don't bother me. Don't confuse me with the facts. Don't.
Why don't we do that on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol? Why would you have a chashash that will be come tummy?
No, so we are concerned. We are concerned. That's why they kept him up the whole night.
But why?
Why
overlook it?
Well, no. So okay, because the Gemara's maskon is we don't overlook it. That's exactly. The Gemara is making now a suggestion. The Gemara over here says just like when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, we do not allow him to come in contact with his relatives, the dead. So too, let us suggest that we do not allow a kohen, we do not declare upon him tumah with dinim of mitzaras and ziva. How do we know that that's incorrect, that it's invalid, even though it's a good try, nice try? How do we know no cigar? We make a gzereshava to a nazir. A nazir, we have to be a little patient. The Gemara, a few lines down, is going to teach us that by a nazir, there's no such thing. A nazir who exhibits simonim muvakim of being a mitzvah, or has the conditions of a ziva, is automatically tamei, and that's it. He's tamei. Tamei is tamei. There's nothing you can talk about. He's tamei. Forget it. No discussion. It says that halacha by a nazir. It does not say that halacha by a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol, the Gemara is suggesting maybe we can say that it should be different. Kamash malon. We have a gzeirah shava. It says the word imoy by a nazir. It says the word imoy by a kohen gadol. We link the two together and we transfer the halacha. It's like direct deposit. Just the halacha that is said by nazir, we're going to bring over to us that by a kohen gadol, he becomes tamei. He is tamei. And if he's tamei, he has to step down. And that's why there's a sagan. The sagan will take his place because he is tamei. That's the Gemara. That is why we need the word imoy. So far, two down. The reason why we need the word la'aviv is to teach you the halacha. La'aviv is to teach you the halacha that a kohen gadol is metame to a meis mitzvah. Number two, why does it say the word imoy? To teach you that a kohen gadol who becomes a Mitzoyra, who becomes a Zav, must step down. No exceptions. He's not a privileged character. Okay, Uli Imoy. Fine. The top line of the page, Daf Memches. Moyach. Moyach and Koyach. Memches. Rabbi Oymetanya. Rabbi Oymet. Gabi Nazar b'moysam ein emetam. It says in the pasuk b'moysam. That's why the Mukar b'moysam, that a Nazir does not come in contact, may not come in contact with the dead. Human beings. What about Avol Mitami who l'negoim ulezivosam? But he does become kind of a tuma. He does become tame for nega and for ulezivosam. Ulezivosam. I'm curious. Let's see over here. It says over here in the Tosfos. Look in the Tosfos. The Gzera Shava l'nazir. The chesiv v'nazir lo yitame b'luhem b'maysam. The shiv b'maysam yisera. The chesiv b'reisha. The kwa al kol nafsha ismeis l'omali b'maysam. Loy Malchal myself who did a time Almutamahul Lunagam near the Ikakra Lenagoim Itzrach. The Saul Gredhamina, the Mitzara Choshev Kemes.
So, what
is Choshev Kemes, will the Zivosom Nokat Agav Negoim. Okay, it is Derech Agav.
He's telling us
there's no Chiddush in Negoim. He basically says there's no Agav Grora. There's no Chiddush. Okay, this needs a little bit more clarification. I don't know. Let's go by it. In fact, the Gemara, the Rebbe goes right, the Eliyahu ben Nazir. I only know this by a Nazir. The Kohen Gadol min Nolan. How do you know that the Kohen Gadol is Matame, Beziva, and Benega? And for the Gemara, Amarta, I will tell you the following Chiddush. Lo yoimar imoy be Kohen Gadol. The word imoy by Kohen Gadol is extra. I don't understand this Gemara because the Gemara already told us why it's extra. I don't know the Gemara. The Gemara already concluded that all of the words are superfluous because it says in the pasuk, "I'll call nafshoy smeis lo yavo," and that pasuk called nafshoy smeis lo yavo refers to the kroivim, because the rechoykim we don't need a pasuk because we know that kal v'choymer from the kohen hedyet. So when it says in the pasuk called Nafshay Smeis Lo Yavoi, it's coming for the Krovim. So why then does the pasuk go and specify each one of the Krovim, La'aviv, Uli'imoi, Ula'achoytsoi, for a drasha? So why now does the Gemara come here and explain to me why I don't need the word Imoi? I don't need the word Imoi because it already told me in the Gemara before. It says in the pasuk, "I'll call nafshoy smeis lo yavo." That's why the word imoy is superfluous. Why now is the Gemara coming to give me another reason why imoy is superfluous? I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe Tosfos asked that question. Does he have a question on the Nazir? Let's go by it. No, there is no Tosfos on this. I don't know. Let's see. Amarta lo yoimar imoy b'koyin godol. There is no need for the word imoy. Okay, there's another reason why we don't need the word imoy. She'ein talmulema. There is no need for the pasuk to say it. Shari kal v'chaimu. It's a kal v'chaimu. What's kal v'chaimu? Umay m'makom she'koyin hedyot mitamid lachem mi'aviv. A koyin hedyot. It's important halacha. Not everyone knows this halacha. A kohen hedyot is metame lo'achiv me'aviv. Now everyone knows that. A kohen hedyot is metame to his seven closest relatives, and one of his closest relatives is his brother. But not everyone knows this yisoid. I challenge you tonight by Myriv to ask everyone in your contact to ask them if they know this halacha to see. Right, if we should wait for Shmona Esrei for them. Only if they know the answer to this question will we wait Shmona Esrei for them. If they don't answer this question, we're not going to wait for you. You're not choshev enough. A kohen hedyot is only mitame for a brother, from his father. A kohen gadol is not mitame to a brother that they share only the same mother. The criteria for a kohen hedyot to be mitame to a brother is a brother from a same father. Could you imagine that? Two brothers from the same mother, a second marriage. They have the same mother, but they don't have the same father. Could you imagine the brother is not allowed to go to the funeral? You have a shechidish? have two brothers, Kohanim, and they only share the same mother, but they don't share the same father. They are not allowed to be metame to each other. You can't go inside. Outside, you have to stay outside. You can't go inside.
The coin room.
Right, the coin room. And they can't go, and they can't go to the cemetery. They can't go to the cemetery. Because it's only from the same mother, not from the same father. So therefore, that's the halach. So therefore, what do you learn? What do you learn from this Yisoy? You learn that the mother is not enough to create a strength. It's not strong enough to create power to permit a koyin to be mitane. That's what's critical. So here the Gemara inside. What?
Two different fathers, same mother, the second brother may not be a kohen.
You are correct. It's an almana. Almana. You have a case of an almana, not a gusha. A man is married to a woman, the man dies. The wife, and they had a child from their first marriage. That marriage. And the husband dies. So she's an almana. Then she marries a koyein. She then marries another koyein. Permitted. L'chatchila. The only one that's not allowed to marry an almana is a koyein gadol. A koyein hegid is allowed. And then they have a child. She has a child from the second marriage. Not my chiddush. It's Mar's chiddush. Yeah.
The second brother is not to a Cohen, they have brothers, but they're allowed to be Madonna. The second one, it doesn't matter, either way.
If one of the two brothers, there are two men marry the same woman. Two men. It doesn't matter. As only as long as one of them is a, let's say for sake of simplicity, both men marry this woman of Kohanim. Two men marry the same woman, not at the same time, of course. They marry this woman, and both of these men are Kohanim. And the way they married is because one of them died, and each one had with this woman a son. The two sons are brothers through the same mother. They're half brothers. They share the same mother. They are half brothers. One of them dies. Is the other one obligated to be metame, or is he permitted to be metame? No. But the Patarus says that a koyein is mechuyev to metame to the seven closest relatives, which includes a brother. No. The only brother is a brother through a half brother through a father. But a half brother through a mother, there is no din of tumah. You're not allowed to be metame. So what do you learn from this? You learn that a mother's connection, the bond that is established via a mother, is weak. It's weak. Memela, a koyein gadol, if he's not allowed to be metame to his father, certainly he's not allowed to be metame to his mother. Maduch, a koyein gadol can be metame to his father, and a father creates such a bond that is so powerful that ordinarily a koyein hegid, one brother can be metame to another brother, and a koyein hegid can be metame to his father. So when it comes to a koyein gadol who's not allowed to be metame to his father, certainly he cannot be metame to his mother. So there's no need for the Torah to say uli imoy. So why then did it say uli imoy? Drasha. The word is extra in order to be used mufne as a gzereshava, source of gzereshava, to link it to Nazir and to teach us that just like a Nazir can become a Mitzoyra, and can become a Zav, so to the Kohen Gadol, if he becomes a Mitzoyra or a Zav, he is Tamei. Nachmul Gemara. So therefore, Amarta, Lo Yoyimar Imoy, the Kohen Gadol, there is no need to say the word Imoy by the Kohen Gadol. She'ein Talmud Loimar. It's superfluous. It's not necessary. Shahare Kal V'Chaymeru. It's a Kal V'Chaymer of the Kohen Gadol cannot be mitame to his mother. Uma in b'makom shekohen hegid mitame liyachav me'aviv. Ma that a kohen hegid can be mitame to his brother from his father, or he have brother from his father. Ein kohen gadol mitame la'aviv. Guess what? The kohen gadol cannot be mitame Le'oviv, you see, the Gemara is a very interesting halacha. The Gemara is going to his father, even though a father is very strong, and yet a kohen hedyot is allowed. The strength of a father is so powerful that allows a kohen hedyot to be metame to his half brother through a father. Yet, by a kohen gadol is not allowed to be metame even to his father. Not only is he not allowed to be metame to his brother, he's not allowed to be metame even to his father. So, makom she'ein kohen hedyot metame lacha v'imoy alachas kama v'kama. When it comes to a brother from a, when it comes to a brother from a mother, a kohen hedyot is not metame lacha v'imoy. Ein oidin she'ein kohen gadol metame l'imoy. So, if a kohen gadol can't metame to his father, so he certainly cannot be metame to his mother. Okay, so therefore, im zochisa mehadin, this is a unique sprach. You're only going to find the Masechta Nazir. If I were you, I would go to your grandchildren, ask them to borrow one of their magic markers, and come back with the magic marker and put it, go to the Gemara, and underline this Gemara with the magic marker, because you're not going to find Nusach. You're not going to find such a Nusach anywhere. When the Gemara concludes the Gzeir Shava, the Gemara says, "Im zochisa mehadin, if you have prevailed in proving me correct with the Kal V'chaimer." What do you have such a nusach in the whole Shas? Shlomi, you learned Shas for 37 times. Where do you have, when the Gemara makes the Kal V'chaimer, where does the Gemara say after the Kal V'chaimer, in Zochis Nehadin? If the Kal V'chaimer is correct, you don't have this anywhere. Only Masechta Nazir. Welcome to Masechta Nazir. My Talmud, my Imai. So why then does the Pasuk say the word Imai? It's superfluous. My talim b'kohen gadol mufne. It's superfluous. Superfluous. Lahakish v'lodun himeno. In order to use this as a source for a gzeir shava. Ne'mar imay bin nazir. V'ne'mar imay b'kohen gadol. Ma imay ha'amar bin nazir b'moysam dif. What is the unique halach of a nazir? Although a nazir is not allowed to come in contact with the dead, a nazir is subject to the laws of tzaras and the laws of ziva. I'm thinking now out loud with you that I'm making a mistake. I'm thinking now out loud with you that what it means over here is that if a nazir comes in contact with a person who is a zov, mitamehu l'nigam ulezivasim. What does that mean exactly? He can come in contact with people. I thought that we're dealing with the nazir himself, with the kohen gadol, or the nazir himself becoming a mitzora or becoming a zov. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara seems to say the kohen gadol is permitted to come in contact with people who are mitzoroim and people who are zovin, which means he's going to touch them. I think that's what it means. It means like, let's say the kohen gadol is sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's someone who wants yichidus. You know what yichidus is? Shlomi, did you ever have yichidus with the Rebbe?
No.
Mr. Rapport, did you have yichidus with the Rebbe?
Yes.
You had yichidus with the Rebbe? Which
yeah,
Rebbe?
I got married.
Which Rebbe?
With a bracha.
We can't hear you. We can barely hear you. The bandwidth is not so good. Which Rebbe do you have yichidus with?
That's also part of the issue.
We can't hear you.
Alright,
I'll tell us later. I have yichidus with Rebbe Sholim and Shlita. I have yichidus all the time. My Rebbe, Rebbe Sholim and Shlita. I have yichidus with him. but let's say they tell the Kohen Gadol, you know, there's someone here outside who wants to have yichidus with you. One problem. The person is a zov. Will you let him into your Dalet Amos? So the Kohen Gadol says, I can't. I'm not allowed to be metame. If I come in contact the same way, I'm not allowed to be metame to the dead. I can't. He might shake my hand. He might shake. He might touch me. And if he touches me, then I become tamei. So I'm not allowed to. You are allowed to. You are allowed to. So you'll become tamei. If you touch a mitzora is an avatoma. A zav is an avatoma. If the kohen gadol touches the mitzora or a zav, he becomes a rishon. What does he do? He goes to the mikvah. Downstairs. $2 during the week, $5 off time. Swipe your card, you go into the mikvah, and that's it. You wait for Harav Shemesh. You're allowed to. The only thing the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metame is metame to people that are tame mace. But a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be metame to a Zav, and is allowed to be metame to a Mitzora. You're allowed to touch them. Oh, I become tame. So you become tame. There are different types of tumma. There's tumas mace. There is tumas ziva. There is tumas nevela. There is tumas mitzora. There is tumas keri. What are they toivel a dead body in the mikvah? He's dead. This is the avia voice. What are you doing? You're taking a dead body before they bury the dead, and they put him in the mikvah. What do you mean? What are you putting in the mikvah? He's the ultimate tumah. The dead body is avia voice atumah. No, he's not. He's avia voice of tumas hames. But there are other tumas that are upon his body. Tumas keri. They say the Chassidim say that every time when the Malach HaMavis comes, the pachad is so great, it causes a release of keri, a mashu, and that makes the person tummy from tumas keri. He can be tummy from nevela. He can be tummy from chleis or ziva. So you put a mace is put in the mikvah to remove the tumas. Other tumas, not it's not. People make a mistake. They think it's all. Everything is the same. When a person is tame, he's tame. It's one size fits all. No, it's not. If you would be able to color code tuma, person comes in contact with tumas mace, he would have a red complexion. If he's an avatuma, he would be very red. Rishon a little less. All different levels. A person comes in contact with keri. It's green. A person comes in contact with Tumas Nevela. He's orange. Orange like red. Looks like it's purple. A person comes in contact with Tumas Tsaras. Yellow. Every type of tumah is unique. Hayluchud v'hayluchud. So even though we have a halacha that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metame to a mace, he's not allowed to, but the Kohen Gadol is allowed when necessary to be metame, touch a person who is a mitzora. A person who's a mitzora needs something. So I'm a Kohen Gadol. I'm not allowed to be metame. The only thing the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metame, it's an isur, is tumas mace. But if necessary, he's allowed to be metame to other types of tumor. Not that he should, obviously, tahara. You want to preserve purity, like a tefillah to purity, but there's no prohibition. And when it's necessary, it's necessary. He's allowed to. How do you know that? Maybe we make a kal v'chomer. Svara. The same way the Torah says, not metame l'mes, not metame any. So this is what we need a gzeira shava to link the Kohen Gadol to the Nazir. Because by the parsha of Nazir, it says beferush that a Nazir is allowed to be metame to a mitzoyra and a zav. Because it says in the pasuk by the Nazir, it says, b'moysom. It says only to the dead bodies, b'moysom al titamu. It does not say that by a Kohen Gadol. How do we know the Kohen Gadol halach is the same? Gzeira shava. Now that we've proved the word imoy is superfluous, because we've learned this yisoid, which I don't think most people know this yisoid. I don't know, maybe they do, maybe I'm thoroughly ignorant. Is that the halach? I am ignorant, but this yisoid that the coin that a coin hedid is not allowed to be metame to a half brother from the mother, and when you know that yisoid, the result is so certainly you don't need the Torah to tell you that the coin gadol is not letting metame to his mother. That's what the Gemara's kal v'chomer. So the word li'imoy is now superfluous. What is the purpose of this word? To make a gzeirah shava, to link the coin gadol to the nazir. To learn from the Nazir that the only prohibition of Tumah for the Nazir is to be contaminate to the dead. But he's allowed to contaminate, Kohen Gadol is allowed to contaminate when necessary to a Mitzoyra and to a Zarf. Next. Ashkan. And now the Gemara over here is going backwards. Ashkan Kohen Gadol, Nazir Minolan. How do you know? Now it's funny, the Gemara over here is learning from a Nazir. The Gemara now wants to really know, how do you even know by a Nazir he's allowed to be Metame? And I don't understand the Gemara's question. The Gemara just told us. It says in the Pasuk, Bimoisam. It says, only Bimoisam, dead. Let's see what it says over here in Tois. I don't think there's a Rashi, there's Tois over here. Ash, look at the Toisvis. Hach Garcinon. Ashram Kohen Gadol, the Metame Lameis Mitzvah. No.
Okay.
No. Oh, you're saying, hold me, Pshat Gemara? The Metame Lameis Nazir Minon. Oh. Okay, no. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Dvarim Shamarti, Toros Hendiyari. New Gemara. Now we're done. Okay, we're done now. We're done now. We finished a major section of the Talmud. We started today's daf. I started with Rav Sholim Shlita. And we started daf Mim. Mem Zaylam Abase. And the Gemara says, let's go through the basics. The basics. What are the basics? We have two different people that we want to discuss tonight. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. How do we know that they are permitted to be metame to a mace mitzvah? So the Gemara says, okay, one at a time. Let's first do the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara went through a whole discussion, and basically the Gemara discussed two words. It says in the positive word le'aviv and the word le'imai. Now, there really was no need for the Gemara to discuss the word Le'imai. The only reason why we discussed the word Le'imai was, I guess, Agav Gerora. Once we discussed the Braisa, so we continued to discuss the Sugya of Le'imai. But the main thrust of the Gemara was, how do you know, what is the Makar, that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah? And after the Gemara's discussion, we have an extra word in the Torah that was not necessary. And that word is Le'aviv. Because since it already says in the Torah, I'll call nafshois meis lo yavai, and that is describing the Kohen Gadol's closest relatives, because he's certainly no worse than the Kohen Hegit. That cannot be metame to stam a person. So when it says now I'll call nafshois meis lo yavai, it's referring to his close relatives. So there was no need for the Torah to continue and to specify who they are. Le'aviv. So the word le'aviv is superfluous to make a drasha. Nothing more than a pure, like this drush, by the way, is a very good example of a pure drusha, that if an extra word which is available to teach you something that's totally not related to the sugya, la'aviv drusha, la'av who did it mitam hu lemeis mitzvah, he's a lemeis mitam hu lemeis mitzvah. Once we discuss with la'aviv, the mainly we discuss what does Le'ima come to teach you, another drasha, to teach you that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to come in contact with people who are mitzoy ro'im, and can come in contact with people who are zavim. He's allowed to. Good, done, finished. We now put...
How does that play with
Muftim Mitzad Echad? Muftim, because if it was only Muftim Mitzad Echad, then you can ask a question. Then you can slug up the Gezeirah Shavah. The Gemara here is not at this moment. Maybe later on the Gemara didn't get so far in the next night. I learned this stuff and the Amud Aleph of Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara did not ask that I discussed the Mufnit stuff, but maybe later. But if it would not be Mufne, if the word would not be Mufne, then although you have a Mesoira to make a Gezeirah Shavah, you are limited. Because if you have a good question, A good question why the two examples that we're trying to connect may not be related, then you can cancel the Gezeirah Shavah. So in order to strengthen the mechazik, the koyach of the Gezeirah Shavah, it has to be mufnem b'shnei tzadim. So therefore, the fact that the word is mufne, this allows the Gezeirah Shavah to be learned no matter what, no questions asked. It's solid, ironclad Gezeirah Shavah, which allows us to learn the halacha from Noz, to learn the Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen Gadol is permitted to be metame to a mitzora and to a zav. Okay, now, we're done. We're done with the first part. Part A is complete. Now we're going to part B. Part B is the Nazir. How do we know that a Nazir is permitted? Also, a Nazir independently is permitted to be metame to a Mace Mitzvah. Here we go. And by the way, who is the one that clarified that point? The Girsa in Taisus. Forget about the parish of Taisus. The Girsa. The Girsa is how do you know that a nuts lama matamah to a mace mitzvah? Completely new sugya. Ashkechan, we have learned the kohen goes in the time to a mace mitzvah. Nozim in the law, the title of the Brisa, kol yimei azirul Hashem, all the days that he is observing his nazirus, al nefesh mace lo yavo. Shomea ni afilu nefesh behema, nefesh behema. Maybe when the Torah says I'll call nefesh mace lo yavo, that includes an animal, a nevela. Because that's also called a nefesh, nefesh. It's a very important Gemara. I'm telling you, this Masechta Daf Mem Ches is telling you it's my favorite daf because it reveals to you that an animal is also called a nefesh. And a mele, when it says by the Nazir, I call nefesh meis lo yavo, maybe it includes a prohibition for a Nazir to come in contact with a dead animal. How do you know? Kinyan Shenemar, Pasuk, in Parashas Mishpatim. Makei nefesh behema. If you hit the nefesh of a behema. So you see, it's called a nefesh. So how do you know it refers only to the dead, human beings? Tamulayma al nefesh meis lo yavoi, b'nefesh odom akosov medaber. It says, I call nafshois meis. I'll call nafshois, tamulayma al nefesh meis lo, another pasuk. There's another pasuk, al nefesh meis. An animal is not called a mace. It's a very interesting concept. An animal is called a nevela. It's called a trefa. It's called bossa. It's never called a mace. Fascinating. A mace is a reserved term for a human being. And in this pasuk, it puts the word nefesh together with the word mace. The teacher called nefesh lo yavoi, the nefesh adam akos medaber. Okay, that's number one. Number two, second answer to this question. How do you know that? How do you know that a nazir is permitted to come in contact with an animal? Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Einet Zarech Harei Oimer says the pasuk. I have another makar. Lo yavoi al nevesh meis lo yavo. It's a beautiful drasha. If we only came to learn this tonight, it would be from Gedai. Lo yavo, do not enter. The tumor can potentially come upon the person through entry. When do you, in other words, oyel hames, there is no such thing, b'chol hatarukula, not benigle, not benista, not in the oil of hachasidus, not in the oil of the litvisher welt, of animal contamination via ohel. Animal contamination can only be achieved through contact or through movement, heset, but not through ohel. The fact that it says lo yavo, those two words, is coming to Megale, that the tumma of the nazir is a type of tumma smes, where this potential of tumma of bia, entrance, entry into a domain. Okay, that's a beautiful drasha. Shlomo, do you remember that? From these 37 times?
I found a source where the word nefesh is used by also behema.
The Gemara tells us the source. The Gemara says, makei nefesh behema. The Gemara tells you the source.
So you know, Rebbe, but you said that you never have the word nefesh by behema.
No, you have the word mace. Mace. I'm sorry if I said wrong. Mace. You never the word mace by a behema. The word mace. The Gemara's answer is tablam al nefesh mace lo yavo. You don't have the word mace by a behema.
Never the word mace by a behema.
No, never. So we have that fact that it says al nefesh mace lo yavo, ben nefesh adam akos medaber. Next. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Einus Acharim says in the pasuk lo yavo. He says lo yavo. I have another drasha. They're dealing with the human beings. It says lo yavo. B'nefashos hametamos b'biya kosim medaber. Okay, so now that we have over here this general pasuk that says that a nazir may not come in contact with the dead, it's no limitation that includes all of his relatives, no matter who they may be, even his father, mother. Hulu. So, frak, therefore, why then by the nazir does the Torah have to go further to specify who they are? Why does it say then those words? So, why then does it go on to continue and say Liavivulimo? To make a drasha. The Gemara is very terse. We're missing some words in the Gemara, but we learned that the Sech, the Nazir, is Lishna Kalila. Sometimes the language is a little bit terse. So why then by a Nazir does it say the will of Elima, the Goditch, the will of Elima, mitzvah? Okay, now over here the Gemara, by the way, is also a little bit strange. And the Gemara over here is using two words to teach you Meis Mitzvah. By the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara only used one word. Ma'aviv. For some reason, over here, I think the Gemara is going to ask the question. I think, if I'm not mistaken, on the day the Gemara is the question. For some reason, over here is using the Gemara here is using two words to teach you. It's extra to teach you. A Nazir cannot be Metame for his seven relatives, even them, but he can be Metame for a Meis Mitzvah. La'aviv, Meis Mitzvah. Frek the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going on a tangent. I don't need these words. Add shlo yomar. Even Torah would not say these two words. I don't need the words la'aviv uli'imoy to teach me that a nazir is allowed to be matame to a meis mitzvah. We could derive this from a kal v'choymer from the kohen gadol. Yeshli b'din. His kedusha is forever. It's forever. Once a kohen gadol, always a kohen gadol. Mitame lemeis mitzvah. Yet the Torah says in Tame lemeis mitzvah, nazir is only a short term of 30 days or until the nazirus ends. Nazir she'ein kedushasoy kedushas olam ein adin shemitame lemeis mitzvah. So certainly the Nazir can be Metamel Meis Mitzvah. So I don't need the Pasuk, La'aviv u'Levi, and I don't need the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, lo, it's not a good Kal v'Chomer. Im amar to b'Kohen Gadol sh'kenenim in mikat maybe carbon al tumasin. You know why? No, a Nazir is in a higher Madrig. Isn't it a Pella what it says over here? A Nazir is in a higher Madrig because a Nazir, when he becomes Tami, brings a special set of Korbanos. Whereas, when a Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, he does not bring any special set of Korbanos. This Gemara is an incredible revelation, incredible Gilui, that a Nazir in one dimension is even more sacred than the Kohen Gadol. Because if the Nazir becomes Tameh, he must bring a special set of Korbanos. Whereas a Kohen Gadol does not. Unbelievable. Every single person can be a Nazir. Every single person can have a Madreg of Kedusha higher than a Kohen Gadol. Benazir Shemevi, Toymar Benazir Shemevi al Kabral to Masai. Hoyle, since Shemevi Kabral to Masai, lo yitamul meis mitzvah. So maybe I would suggest that he should not be metamul meis mitzvah. That's why Talmud loymar. We need a special pasuk. Okay, so therefore that's so far. So far, so good. We want to know how does a nazir metamul meis mitzvah. It says the words the two we have proven. That the words la'aviv uli'imoy are superfluous. And don't try to challenge me that we can make a kal v'chomer from a kohen gadol. We can't, because the nazir is even more holy because he brings korbanos. The Gemara is not finished. Oy einoy mitame la'aviv uli'imoy avalitame l'shar meisim. No, maybe the words la'aviv uli'imoy are not superfluous by a nazir. Maybe the words la'aviv uli'imoy by the nazir are coming to teach you that the only people the nazir may not be mitame is to his father and mother, but may be mitame to everyone else in the world. Is it a little strange? Such a suggestion? We more say the words are not extra. I need the words by a nazir to teach you pshut shel mikra. That a nazir, If not for the words, the drasha is the words are needed for its pshuta shel mikra. They're not extra, because if not for these words, I would think these words are coming to teach me a yisoid, that the only people to whom a nazir may not be metame is la'aviv uli'imoy, but a nazir is allowed to be metame to everyone else in the belt. Maybe therefore we need the words. To teach you this incredible chiddush no one has heard it before, and it's not available to teach you that a nazir is metame l'meis mitzvah. Maybe at some a nazir may not be metame l'meis mitzvah. Why not? Why would a nazir not be allowed to metame to a meis mitzvah? If the nazir is allowed to be metame, the only one, let's understand this. The Gemara is now suggesting. Now, Avul Imoy is telling us that these are the only two people in the world that a Nazir is not allowed to be Metame. But everyone else, he is allowed to be Metame. And a Chanami. Maybe that's exactly what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara means to say is that we'll end up with the same result permitting a Nazir to be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah, because a Nazir Be'etzem can be Metame to everyone in the world. The only two people that he may not be Metame to is to his La'aviv Uli'imai. Oh, but it says in the Pasuk, I'll call Nafshois Meis Lo Yavo. So L'chor the Gemara means to say is La'aviv Uli'imai is a Perush on I'll call Nafshois Meis Lo Yavo. When the Torah says, that's what the Gemara seems to be suggesting now, unless we have to read the Torah to say, why don't we go say this Chiddush? The Gemara says, no, you can't say that. You know why not? Amarta, you cannot say that. Because it cannot be that a Nazir is worse than a Kohen Hedyot. It's a Svara. A Nazir cannot be worse than a Kohen Hedyot. Uma Kohen Hedyot.
A higher level
than the Kohen Gadol. Right, so the Hailuchud, Hailuchud. The Gemara is now just pointing out that a Kohen, a Nazir cannot be worse than a Kohen Hedyot. You're suggesting now, a Pella of the Kachidish, is that when it says in the Pasuk, L'aviv u'li'ima lo yitama, these are the only two people to whom a Nazir may not be Metame. But everyone in the Velt, he's allowed to be Metame. He's allowed to be Metame. The Gemara is saying, can't be. Because
so we're saying
it's special. It cannot be. Why cannot it be? Right. Why can't it be? Because it cannot be Misvara, a Kohen Nazir is worse than a Kohen Hedyot. What's the Kal v'Chomer? Can't be, because a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to metame to his relatives, is allowed to metame l'imoy, is allowed to metame l'imoy. At least, and yet the Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to metame to everyone else in the Velt. So a Nazir that you're at least agreeing with, you're at least agreeing that cannot be metame l'imoy, that you agree with, has to be, because Fuzzy says, certainly can have Mitame to all of you in the belt. So we're back in business. All right, I've got to stop now. Davening my room. Thank you for coming.
right.